Dealing with dew point. Dew point will happen differently for various climate zones we live in: cold, temperate, arid, or tropical. For each zone, planning the correct insulation and air tightness strategy is critical because dew point is affected by many factors: seasonal temperature change, sunlight, and air pressure. Your energy advisor can help determine the best strategy. When you plan a retrofit for air tightness and insulation to the exterior, considerations for dew point and drying potential must be part of designing the most appropriate layering. Two important points to remember. Number one, do as much as you can to prevent water from entering the assemblies. And number two, when water does enter the assembly, use materials and methods that deal with water effectively. Allow for drying potential inside and out. How do you do this? Keep impermeable materials warm. Vapor barriers and hard elements like plywood or OSB sheathing must be placed inside the thermal boundary. Use effective mechanical ventilation to keep humidity levels balanced. An HRV or ERV can help keep air moving and fresh all year long. Use interior and exterior back-vented finishes. Give moisture and humidity a chance to dry out. Use smart air and vapor barrier materials. And use durable and long-lasting materials for flashing and moisture membranes. In Canada's 2020 National Building Code, Division B, Section 9.25.5.2, there are instructions for how a building envelope assembly should treat low-permeance materials. These are layers that don't allow air or moisture to pass through. The following diagrams from the 2020 NBC Illustrated User's Guide show the requirements for assemblies with low permeance layers in different locations.